Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Went down to Timber Alley.
See what was going on. Little Stevie Ray bringing us back the late, great SRV. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. The one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Sarah Heiner, second-generation leader of the outstanding American publishing success story, the Bottom Line Publications Organization. Bottom Line Personal is their twice monthly publication, which is sweet. And then, of course, their your yearbooks, the Bottom Line yearbook, the 19 is out, isn't it?
19 is out. We're starting to work on the 20.
All right. And then the Super Brain Boosting Secrets, that's brand new, isn't it?
Super Brain Boosting Secrets, we launched last year. It's a great book.
Yeah,
People's biggest fear is dementia and Alzheimer's.
Oh, yeah.
They do not.
Almost everybody's got some of it in their life. No, that's exactly right. I'm going to fight it hard, really hard. I'm doing everything I can.
I just saw last week Tom Seaver, the great New York pitcher.
Yeah.
Took himself out of public.
Tom, terrific.
Yeah. Really sad, but
he did what? He announced he has Alzheimer's.
He's diagnosed with dementia, and I think he had been diagnosed a while back, but he's now to the point where he's
a young man. He's a young man. He's not even 70, is he?
I hate to say that I'm not.
Oh, geez. I know how old Tom is. He's my...
Well, he was playing, what, 1960? He was in the 69 Mets, right?
Yeah.
So it's probably about 70.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, that's sad news. So one of the things that you guys talked about in your recent publication is this thing about being afraid, being fearful, scaring yourself? Yeah, in the pilot's world, I've been a pilot for a long time, and in that community, there's a sort of a morbid old joke that if you don't become a great pilot till you scare the heck out of yourself a couple of times, and
wow.
And it's probably true, and if you're a small business owner, it doesn't take very long for that to happen. We get scared a lot. In your publication this week, your author says it's a good thing. Tell us about it.
Well, right, the world is very scary right now, right? Although, when hasn't the world been scary? I guess
right.
That's what I kind of tell myself. So the point of the story, why you should scare yourself a little bit on purpose. And Eleanor Roosevelt said, do one thing every day that scares you. So
mm-hmm.
How could Eleanor Roosevelt be wrong? But what's happening when you scare yourself? And I'm not talking like death-defying, absolute, fear, dreaded panic, right? But this is pushing yourself
out of your comfort zone, pushing the envelope to
scary places. Because interestingly, what happens, think about when you've been scared. And again, I don't mean as a pilot you think mm-hmm. you're going to crash. But I think, you know, when you've had some kind of a fright, and a significant fright, your mind focuses oddly.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a study, it was published in the journal Emotion. And they send people through a super scary haunted house, but like a really scary one, and then monitored their brain waves. And they saw that their brains, after being scared, were in this state of calm. They were almost like they were meditating, because your brain gets so focused in the moment that it stops all that other ruminating
mm-hmm.
and crazy talk that have people, like, that your mind is so busy and makes us crazy, that after you get scared, you oddly focus and you get the sense of calm.
Well, and eventually you learn what you actually should be scared of, because as a young person or as a new person to a certain endeavor, you know, you're afraid of everything. You think everything's frightening, and you look around at these older folks, and they're not even upset. You know, you're saying what they don't understand.
Well,
you know, but as you learn, as you go through these experiences, then you develop an understanding and an attitude about what's happening in front of you, and you're able to take it in stride and turn it into an opportunity instead of having it lock you up.
Well, exactly. I mean, long term, facing you and I both know this because we're old, experienced people, that long term facing your fears and facing challenges and then overcoming them builds a huge confidence.
Yeah.
Right, because as you say, you know that you could confront it and you succeeded. You know, but you might be scared to present in public, but guess what? You made it through. You gave your speech. Maybe it was perfect, maybe it was imperfect, but you survived.
Well, and it also this is such an important point for entrepreneurs because this is this is what drives your risk tolerance, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, there's entrepreneurs, you have decisions every single day, and it's so multifactorial because it's a business decision, it's a personal decision, it's a family decision, it's involving, what's the impact on your family, on your money, and you need to face those fears and be able to focus on the challenge at hand and know that you might make the right decision, you might make the wrong decision, but you'll adjust afterward. It's okay.
That's right. That's right.
The world's not going to come crashing down because you make a decision that wasn't perfect.
Well, see, fear and failure are harness mates because you can't really learn what to be afraid of until you fail. Because if you succeed all the time, there's nothing to be afraid of, right? And that's a dimension that none of us know. But it's interesting,
there's a big problem with college kids. They have at the top level universities where they've got all this, they're superstars in high school.
Uh-huh.
They've got the best grades, they're super athletes, whatever it is. And then they go to college,
mm-hmm.
and now they're not so standout anymore
right.
because now they're surrounded in a sea of other standout people. And these kids have big emotional problems as a result.
Mm-hmm.
They'll end up with depression, they'll end up with eating disorders, they'll end up with all sorts of problems. Because they didn't fail beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
They were superstars.
That's exactly right.
Now, a couple of things.
Hmm?
After you face those fears, solidify them. Journal them. Bathe in them with people you were fearful with to be able to solidify the effect of the fear to use it to your advantage.
Really great information from our good friend Sarah Heiner. Bottom Line Publications is her business. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.